Aí parece.
Aí sai que tá aqui, ó.
Aí tá falando de curar ele.
Não, não, é só que tá aqui, entendeu?
Aí tá falando de curar ele, ó.
É,
é, é, é, é, é, é, é, é, é, é, é, é,
Aí
mama polícia do Zina Zina tem que ficar.
Deve ter um bem irmão a um pesar.
Aí se Zina Zina me ouça por ti, para te pedir na gente ficar para dar outro normal.
I'm going to look for everyone aqui, eu vou dar um dedo só.
Aí que fica bom na areia, se você pensa que é com mal, é menino, você está calado.
É, é, é.
Aí te pode mandar, é a minha linha longuanga.
É verdade.
Aí te digo, tipo, quando é ali.
Amém.
Amém.
Praise the Lord. So we're reading in the Word of God today. I want to read in 2 Peter. And I want to read from the 3rd chapter. Would you like to stand for the reading? Second Peter, the 3rd chapter, begins verse 15. And account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, written unto him. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them things which are some things hard to be understood. And I want you to hold that hard to be understood.
I think it's all in my story to see that I mean it. I'm not here, Paolo, Peter, and then I told you. To see that it's all in my.
We say that this. We say that unlearned and unstable. As they do also the other scriptures to their own destruction. I could even know that the same thing is the same thing.
Amen.
In grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Alright, maybe
see.
I just said
Why are some scriptures hard to be understood? Let's tie this message today with yesterday's message. We find that Paul had a message for the
Gentiles.
We find that Peter had a message for the Jews. And the reason it's hard to be understood sometimes. You're trying to apply it the wrong way to the wrong people. When we apply the word to the right people, then the word is part of you.
good.
Amen.
Now, when Peter spoke of the coming of the Lord,
in Acts
chapter
3,
he spoke of the coming of the Lord to begin the millennium.
He said
he would come back in like manner as he went away. And said heaven must retain him until the time of restitution. Until the time of the millennium
begins.
And that's exactly the way he's coming to the Jews.
Amen.
But we read yesterday where that Paul spoke of the coming of the Lord. He spoke of the Lord coming back in the Spirit. Now, Paul spoke of the body of Christ. And that by one Spirit you're baptized into the body.
Now,
Peter spoke of none of those things. Now, you will never find Apollos and Barnabas and those that
worked
with Paul. You'll never find Timothy or Titus saying what Paul said was hard to be understood. When the right gospel is preached to the right people,
Amen.
It's when we begin to quiet where it don't fit, that's when it's hard to be understood.
Every verse of the body of Christ in here,
it's hard to understand what it means. And Paul gave us his
stuff.
That's the reason a lot of people don't understand the ministry.
They'll
have bishops and all kind of different men set up.
Bishop,
but Paul gave a fivefold ministry. For the perfection of the saints. And he told us that the church is to have one mind. And the church is to speak with one mouth.
Amen.
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 He even told us what to think on. The mighty thing that he wrote, he said, think on these things.
Amen.
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 Amen. He told Timothy in 2 Timothy, these things you've heard me say. You preach the same thing.
Amen.
You preach the same thing.
Amen.
He told faithful men. To teach the same thing.
Amen.
We noticed the church. They were in perfect peace under Paul's message. As Paul and Barnabas went out and preached the word
in the church.
It was only when certain one came down from Jerusalem and began to tell
them,
except you be circumcised, you can't be saved. Began to tell you God keep the law. But when we hear Paul's message, Christ is the end of the law to everyone that believes.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Now,
if
you've got a round peg,
and
a square hole,
it won't fit in the line.
But a square peg will
fit in the square hole first. And a round peg will fit in the
round
hole. Both are valuable.
Both are valuable,
but you
gotta get the right one in the right place.
I just put for 10 that you know, you got the
right one. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. What we're going to do today,
I'm going to kick it.
And this gospel go forward.
I don't know if you can't have a so good.
It's going to produce perfect unity.
I do that at the Pianjana.
There's going to be unity in the bride of Christ.
I do that at the Pianjana, but now we know Christ.
There'll never be unity in the bride of Christ until we get the word right.
I tell you, as soon as I've got up, you know, come up and I'll take a mouth, I'm going to go and get out
here. Amen. There's some teach today, as we brought earlier in these services. And they say the word don't come to nobody but a prophet.
I talk about chapter mouth, chapter, I put an answer for my chapter, what do you mean, or prophet?
Well, that's hard to be understood. Because that
was
what Paul told us. So we got to fit that somewhere else.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's a square peg. Let's
try and put in a round hole. Amen.
There's a message today that says you
got
a steady spoken word book. And just lay in the presence of the Son and get by.
Just
study spoken word books and bring you
prepared.
That's hard to be understood. Because the early church has a ministry.
There were apostles,
prophets, evangelists, pastors, and
teachers.
This is given for the perfection of the saints.
Are you ready to pray for Pastor Wabuti? Amen.
Get it right, it all fits together and works together.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God
bless you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless
you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless
you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Enjoy.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yes, sir.
We're believing God that God's going to put together.
Yes, sir.
That He's given us a great light.
Yes, sir.
And the light has started burning, the fire started burning, and we want you to help us.
Yeah, we will.
To keep this light burning, yeah, Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 Praise God.
Amen.
needed to be understood if we fit in the right place.
Amen.
But if you get it out of sync and in the wrong place, it won't be good.
Amen.
But we find with Tim, Tim, Titus, and all of them, they understood it perfectly.
Hallelujah,
because Peter's ministry was tilted toward the Jews that we dealt with yesterday. Paul said, I am the apostle to the Gentiles, I magnify my office.
Paul said, akapenda mlaliki watumi wakuli wa mitundu.
He wrote 14 books for us.
Atandipa nale mama kubwa kwa na 14.
Born again, Tom Bryan.
Atiku wima book 14 ni yana winga.
Hallelujah.
Atindipo tuma anazi wakutinza wizino baza kwela wakurupiliye wana winga.
When you believe the word of God,
atipakurupiliye mawe ya Mungu,
you become part of the word.
Atipa nani.
And the word fits you just like a hand
to
the glove.
Amen.
And you've
all
been loved with that word. God is
going
to have a word born church.
And
they don't know where the scripture fits. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul waited out for us in such a great way.
At the depot, Paul and Alec and Yari Okwana.
That is so easy to understand when you hear it preached in New Testament manner.
At the depot, now we are Paul and Alec here. At the CEO Futa Confessor, that will I take up with you.
Again, I want to say something here that I dealt with the other day.
At the depot, Takama Chuchina, the Vinat Ambassador of Muyoku.
That the followers of that message.
At Vajamena Konka, Chen Obrena.
Say the word don't come to nobody but a prophet. That's hard for me to understand. You know why it's not New Testament teaching? It's not what Paul taught us.
It's not what Paul taught us.
It's not what Paul taught
us. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. That's what God did. He said an Old Testament prophet over here saying in the New Testament age, amen.
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 Old Testament prophet.
Amen. Amen. Anali mneleri wachipangano chakare. Koma kulingana na chipangano chako pano, sichikamba chape kuti mawu ya pira chape kuli prophet wa mneleri.
Amen. You know I had such a hard time trying to understand that.
Achimuzi wa nihari ya mzalanjawi wa puta kuti achimbese sechi.
Because I was trying to fit it in with a New Testament ministry and it wouldn't work. In the New Testament ministry, under Paul,
at Paulo,
and the other ministry, they had the nine spiritual gifts.
At nine.
They had the nine fruits of the Spirit.
At right. Nine.
The fivefold ministries begin to come into being.
Yeah.
But Revelation chapter 1 shows us the church fell away. Then it went into another working of Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Then it went into another working of Christ. Which working is called the kingdom of heaven. It's spoken of in Matthew 13. And the word says, when the seed was sown, it was pure.
At nipo Bible put it, but the enemy
came in and sowed tares.
At nipo mchanga na kwera ndiku ikamo chiriku.
And he said, just let him go together.
Atambuye anakamba kuti legali kukulile pamozi na msongore. Atibara nawe okolola.
Amen. And the wheat and tare grow together into seven churches.
Atinipo vinakala tiri kukula pamozi kumipingo seven.
That's referred to as the kingdom of heaven age.
Atiingia itanijwa kuti kapena ufuru wa kumwamba.
But you're not in the kingdom of heaven age.
Atiingia simuli mufuru wa kumwamba.
You're in the time of God manifesting the kingdom of God.
Atiingia muli pandawe ameno ufuru wa mulungu wa unikira wa meno izikati mwani.
Amen.
Ufuru wa mulungu wa mzati mwani.
Amen. Amen. Heaven is a time period when seven church ages
are
God
sets
a fivefold ministry aside.
There are
the kingdom of heaven
age
running its course
in the
seven ages.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And that last messenger to the seven church age was Brother William Ryan.
Akuyu mlaliko kapena mtumiko wa Osiriza analysis na yake William Mario Trena.
Since the church has fallen away,
atie pamene mpingo dakwera wakwa,
God has to pick up one man and isolate him.
Achimulungu anatenga tabe mtu mbozi.
And use him just like an Old Testament prophet.
I believe I'm seven verses. I will not have been
able to do that. Amen. He revealed the Son of Man to us.
I don't know what I'm asking. I'm not going to believe
it. Amen. Amen. Then God took him off the scene.
I didn't know what I'm going to say.
Come right back to what it was in the beginning.
He
said, go back to the original.
At the end of the day, yeah.
One born down, you see, as it relates to that message. So I begin to hear the tape after the prophet went off the scene.
At Namo Kuba, Matepia, Kamina Brena Manasi, Alarikira.
And the brother wanted me to come preach for him every Sunday morning.
I can buy a lot of my boy, I was like, Papa, see, come in to my dad at Masade.
And the church was filling up, running over. Because we're preaching the power of God and the power of the Holy Ghost. Exactly about the church age.
Aki apo vitu za jambe kuno kwino mama kumpingo 7.
But Revelation 10 and 7 says,
in the days of the voice of the seventh angel,
the mystery of God should be
finished.
Not all the mystery.
I don't have to be since before the
that mystery that relates to the sermon today. Amen. God gives a new nature to this soul.
Moyo.
As a brother, you believe we're predestinated from the foundation of the world.
It's in
Ephesians 1, I believe. I said, then you're a child of God all the way through.
He
said, I'll have faith on that one.
So
let me help you. I said, we are a child of God two ways. First, we're a child of God by predestination. To bring us to repentance. He was just doing like all the rest of the soldiers, running on the beaches, doing what all the rest
want.
One night he woke up. And he began to see a vision. He saw those planes, the Japanese planes. Saw the rising of the sun on them. And saw them as they come in and attack the American Navy. Sunk many of the carriers the Japanese did. We lost over 1,100 of our boys. And just for 3 weeks before, he says the Japanese don't get in. Hallelujah. Amen. It was a child of God by predestination. He got in the foxhole and bombs falling all around. He said, God, if you'll get me out of this thing, I'll serve you when I get home. But one night he was in a tent meeting. And the minister was ministering the word of God. He said that preacher stopped and put his finger right in. When the bomb falls on, remember what you told God? Better
do it
tonight.
Amen.
In Galatians chapter 4, the Bible says that God sent the Spirit His son in your heart.
I never will wear to Mamsimo Manawaki Mutima.
Where are you crying?
At Pamela Uriam,
and the Father.
Amen.
God
put
it on that to be said.
Amen.
You say, brother, talk about the spiritual
attributes. Amen.
And that's the same thing with you.
I can never
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Today
in Pentecost,
when
Peter
preached the word of God.
Amen.
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 And Amen. On that great day, many things happened. But one of them was the pillar of fire came in.
I can never remember the Peter and I could like it. But as soon as I speak a particular Pentecost, I did Piriamuri or Yafika.
But it didn't stay a pillar of fire.
Amen. That was the
revelation
coming on each one of them. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
The Holy Ghost is your personal portion of Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Church was missing it when we just listened
to a
man all the time. God
definitely
has leadership.
But you have a personal leader.
The Holy
Ghost is your guide.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 When the shout came forth,
Matthew 25,
the Bible said that a certain now the kingdom of heaven would be this
way. Bible put
the kingdom of heaven would be like this, he said.
Atikuti ufuru wa kumambo za kala mjira hii.
And that's the time we're living in.
Atinye mtawe ya mechi lipo.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. I went over in Singapore to do some meetings with Brother Gann.
I don't know if any of you know Richard Gann. Yes. 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 Richard Gann.
Yes. Yes.
He doesn't know what I'm saying. I
don't know
if any of you know Richard Gann from Malaysia.
And I just
made him
go
to that. I was at
lost as a little child.
Brother
Gann just said, follow me.
I think Brother Gann
was
a
little child.
He got
the truth. We need each other. We gotta have each other. We're the body of Christ.
I didn't be a Christ.
We're members one of another.
I didn't go on and win a new
life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this thing ain't hard to understand when you get it right.
I didn't think I'd do it, Mama, to understand up, you know.
Amen. We've come through 7 today.
I tapped up the pingo 7.
And that's over.
I didn't have for
the
sea.
The 7 angels that assisted those 7 church age
messengers. They came
in another voice right through that church age messenger
in 63.
And opened all 7 of those seals.
I
when John saw those seals to begin with, he heard it like thunder. And he said, seal up those things with the 7 thunders that uttered.
Amen. And then he said, what has the name of the peace?
Amen. Amen. 7
7
It was sealed up. Hallelujah, but I
all
7
came to the
7 church age messengers. In 1963, when he opened the seven seals.
Ati muna jinsi kusefiri pamene chisinsike namba 7 china sekulipwa.
He said each night.
Ati anati ichichikaripe.
One of those messengers.
Ati pali makaporo wali 7 manji obozi wao.
Sent down by the Holy Spirit.
Ati anati tumi wandimzi moera.
And came and opened one of those seals.
Atanabu ya kusekula pachisisi isisi bozi ya kusefiri.
Well, the question is what was sealed up to begin with?
Ati nipo kufunzoni
okay, I'll read what was sealed up to begin with. Revelation
10.
When Christ came back to earth,
the angel came upon him.
He roared like a lion.
And
he said, I will
come
and verse 3 says, he cried with a loud voice. How strange it is that John of the seven church ages when they begun now. And Brother Brown, when he began to preach it. He said the church age started in 53 AD. 53 AD.
But then
it
also started
3 AD. He said, listen, 20 years ago, we were running in the church age.
Amen.
Amen.
Started. And when the church age is over, we got little things.
When
we open the seven ones,
Petro analalikira ku Bayuda, nge Paulo analalikira ku Filipi.
But the Gentiles grew all nation in the moment.
I can live for about a sheet of an army to do. Utendari, Yokatan, Masikoyose, Yukoapereka Merina,
whatever.
I can live for the Takaroto for the most numbers.
God ain't gonna send some white man over here to rule over that.
I can live for Mazatuma and Vena, Ukara, Majerosia, and Sierra Mona President. But I can't do it.
Yes, the brothers here.
I don't know about it.
And a big
job of
walk.
Amen.
38 days of that fast, taking nothing but water.
Amen.
The voice of the Lord came in through the room.
Atindipo liu ya mbuye na mwela mwamene mkajumba kamono.
All the way to me.
Atindipo inambe kapaine.
And said he was an Old Testament
background. Amen. Atanaliuza kukuti mbali kwenye mwanala mkula iso vitu. Chufana liu otu miwa olingana na wapaporo ulo walaji kibakuti pamano chakari.
Amen.
Atinakambadia chiripu ino ichini. Atindipo mbukle chipamba no kapena mbukle ama chitijue.
And they said the word don't come to nobody but from.
Atiapa sita machoje kuti mawe yape atabe kuri kapolo wa Mungu on prophet.
If you're speaking of Jesus, the prophet Moses spoke about it so.
Atikoma katuka mazaes Kristo amene Moses ana kama kufakana chakali chakwera.
But when Jesus went up, what did he do?
Atinapane Kristo ana kwera ana kama jani.
He gave you something to me. Say written within. Written within.
Written within.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, look here, some folks.
I see that when we get unwritten words.
You take a Jew into a city and give him $2 and send him out. $10 years later, come back here on the block. Amen. He knows how to make money. It was already written.
I can book a lot of them to a college.
Somebody said, oh, I'm going to get a message out of Hebrew. Well, you better be careful.
Amen.
Amen. When you get a message, not in Rome, you hear the revelation of service. It's the history of the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But then Christ come down with that servant's open. He brings the contract for his
mind.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So there was one sitting on the throne with a book sealed with seven seals, written within, sealed with seven seals. Here comes the Lamb with seven horns and seven eyes, which was a vision, John.
Amen. Atapwe ramanje mwana wangosa ndima atapena masengo seven ndima so seven.
Because there's no such creature in hell.
Atikumwamba ukukulibe tapena
chichire. The seven horns are the seven church-age messengers. He went to glory.
sudden
he looked and was a white horse.
He got a picture
set.
His stirrup now fit just perfectly. It was smaller horse than Brother
Ranch.
He picked up on the rein and took off to the sky. He said, this horse will do whatever I tell. So he turned and come back and got in the car. He said, that was trying it out. Now, Brother Brown came to him and told him.
I think he
Brother Brown to be.
Pamela Jackson and Pamela
Brother Brown said, I know what the white horse riding.
I
he said it's the power of the word.
I not
he said, Junior is out of work for you.
I not with Junior, Pamela Jackson, for
he laid his Bible, I say, what? Three times,
and
when
said something
about that, I don't know what it is.
I think I
when it does,
but
it's that sticker.
That door,
he said.
I think
he said, you stay with this word.
I know who's a bring you
around. He said, stay with the word.
I think I've got to a number that's carried up in a Bible.
He made a few more comments that you need to stay with the word.
I can know who's a captain who sits Jackson.
That's how we get from verse 7 to verse 8.
Amen.
80 years old. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But the church still here.
Amen.
It still needs the fivefold
ministry.
I still need you, brethren.
Amen.
Just like the Roman army used to fight. They linked their shields together and began to push.
I didn't want to wake up and go to God, but
they were going in there. They always won.
I want to have to open up the end of something.
Amen. When we link our shields together,
I think
we're more than conquerors. He's got a bride here. Remember, if we had time, we'd tie in with Matthew 25. The wise virgin went in and the door was shut. He didn't know us. In the sense of intimacy.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Now we know who's ever not allowed by the Abanja.
The Lord opened to us. And the voice which I heard from heaven,
thanks
to me again. Ain't you glad
you
still talk? Amen. Spoke to me again and said, go take the little book out, which is open.
Atinipo kukuzanya ya mene ya uchafungero mkulu wamenaimilila panyanja ndi pampunda.
But
it's not bumping the chit
chat. Jesus has brought us earth, but he hasn't gave it to us yet.
Amen.
In first thing.
Amen.
He's still got in his hands.
I see his boob, I can tell my
Jamaica. She hasn't said how to do yet.
I think I don't step away now from that.
Amen.
Amen.
He's about to marry his bride. He's clothed her with a word and fine linen, clean and white. Can you feel him speaking to you?
Amen.
Do you have that burning in your heart? Everybody say, give me the little book.
Give me the little book.
Amen. That's a marriage contract.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It not only binds you to him, but it binds him to you.
Amen.
It sounded so good.
I didn't get out of here.
I didn't
get out of here. leo uzani kwa tena.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
What we see here is a great historical thing for the bride.
Because it is
transferring the tree. Yeah, I got the book.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
When he gave her the bride, it's transferring the power and authority out of his hand. Bless
him, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I'm gonna give
her 15
minutes
up
to
him.
Amen. I gotta go for
something.
Amen.
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 Now the bride's young.
I tell my money that we got.
Yeah. How many see we got the same thing that was in hell?
I think that now the money that we most going to take from him.
Christ paid the price as a lamb.
Yeah.
And the book becomes his inheritance. But the Bible says we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. He didn't keep
it
for himself, he gave it to the bride.
Hallelujah.
Then here's what he said. And he said unto me,
I
must prophesy again before many people, nations, tongues,
and kings.
Now the bride's speaking just like Jesus
now.
Hallelujah. There's two things in the Word of God where it talks about the gospel going to all nations, kindred, and tongues.
In Revelation 14,
it's the Jews, 144,000
that's called
man. They take the gospel to the world. They don't bow down to the beast, give glory to God. But I'm saying that,
boy,
I want you to notice, he calls it preaching. The word preached is not used, it's prophesied. Deep revelation of preaching. I'm not here to build a church. I'm not here to win
a
convert. I'm here to pour myself out to be a blessing. And if I get my shoulder to the wheel with a minister, same deal.
I didn't want no change. I'm in the corner.
I'm in the corner. Took the book. He said, "Now I must prophesy again."
I say, let's do it again.
Let's do it right this time.
God
bless you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
It's a pleasure to speak with you.
I take any mouth, you have to
amen. When we get home, look at them videos, my wife, she'll look at them and try.
At the moment, I'm not going to go out of video. I'm not going to
go out of video. We appreciate you.
At the moment, I'm going to go out of
video.
You're in a heart.
You don't take it back to Georgia with us.
At the moment, I'm going to go out of
video. You're in a heart, you're in a man.